So when God was leading the church to say, celebrate and thank me, he's not saying you should just go and be doing worship in your closet. He's saying you express it. You express that joy. You acknowledge what he has done. You celebrate. There's festivity. So this month, we are supposed to celebrate. And one thing I am certain is that by the mercy of the Lord, the pastor prayed that prayer earlier, by the mercy of the Lord, every family in this place, from henceforth, you will celebrate. You will have cause to celebrate. Not only this month and so many years to come, in the name of Jesus Christ. You have reasons to celebrate over your children, celebrate over your family, celebrate over your wife, celebrate concerning your husband, even your business. You have cause to celebrate in the name of Jesus Christ. And you see, when you talk about thanksgiving, it's the act of giving thanks. Appreciation of a good deed is an expression of thanks. That is grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favor, especially to God. Or public acknowledgement of divine goodness. So when we talk about celebration and thanksgiving, like we are talking about this month, it is to publicly celebrate in acknowledgement of God's divine favor or kindness. I remember there's this song, I am rejoicing, my name has been written. I am rejoicing, for I am born again. I am rejoicing, my name has been written. I am rejoicing, for I am born again. That alone is a cause for celebration. Some people came to this world, they died, they never met Christ. They never served the Lord, they never knew the Lord. And they died in miserable life. And then they die. You know, it's miserable, it's terrible for somebody to come into this world, this short period, die and make hell. So if God is kind to me and I met him in this journey and he accepted me, it's cause for celebration. That alone calls for celebration. So when you talk about celebration, what does he achieve? Number one, when you talk about celebration, it reminds us of the past. You see, before you can celebrate, you think about what obtained. We look at where we're coming from. Psalm 111, verse 4 says, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The works he did, he has made it to be remembered. So when you want to celebrate, you remember. People that are celebrating an anniversary, for instance, they remember the day they got married or the day they were giving birth to. They remember, and then they can rejoice and celebrate. He says, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. That is, your past is recognized. At the same time, the present is clear. When you are celebrating, you don't only think about, for instance, you think about, oh, that day I got married. That day, so happened. Now, this is where I am. And so now I can see. I know where I was. For instance, you look at the past. Nothing was happening. All of a sudden, you now look at the present now, and you see the movement of God. Somebody that they have called a barren in the past. You look at that past. And then the present now is that you are a mother. You are a father. Then you celebrate. Because you can now see that, okay, despite the past, now the present is clear. So it reminds us of our achievement in life. That's the present. We're able to clarify our progress thus far. We can take stock of the people and resources we have in place as we move forward. This song says, Momo bito ti bere, Momo bite bade, Bimi oba lati nyo, Aje pe mo ya lai. Who knows how to sing that song? Mo wo bi to ti bere. Mo wo bi te ba de. Ti mi o ba. A je pe mo ya la imore. Because you look at the past. And then you consider your present. So if you know, you know, sometimes I look at my life. I've said it several times here, in those past, that if I was trekking, not in Ibadan though, but a distance of maybe here to challenge, you know, I will use tire to trek. Because if I should pay for transport, by the time I'm coming back, I had to trek back. So if I want to do it, you trek some kilometer, then take taxi to cover the rest. And then I looked at where I am now. And then I can say, blessed be the name of the Lord. So it's cause for celebration. Some people die in that pressure. Some people, look, I said to people, I had gone through a lot of challenges. But I also look at people that their own challenge is not as close as to mine. And just hear the news. He fell down and just died. Just say he's collapsed. It calls for celebration that God kept me, that God kept you. Then another thing, when you talk about celebration, is that it helps us to see future possibilities. You can see the future. When you are celebrating, if God can do this, he can do it tomorrow. Then you have reasons to rejoice. You are celebrating that, okay, for instance, Pastor Deco is celebrating his birthday today, and it's obvious, it's certain by the mercy of the Lord that this time next year he will celebrate again. So you can see that if God could help me this far, he can help me again. Then I can attain this, some of the challenges that you had in the past, and then you see God's resolve in the present. It's to give you that assurance that tomorrow he can take care of that which you are still believing him for. So it's time to celebrate Jehovah. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Another thing is that it gives us a mindset of gratitude. It helps us. And you see, if you are not grateful, you don't get much from God. So if you are the type, when you celebrate, you see, you don't just celebrate and just be dancing for nothing. When you are celebrating, your mind will be telling you, you are happy for something and you are appreciative. You are thanking God for a particular thing. When you are thankful, it shows that you are grateful. And then you have that attitude. So what are we celebrating? Some people will just look at it. What are we celebrating? What is this man talking about? We are out in you. Out in jail, you ask money. What are we celebrating? I'm celebrating three things. I'm celebrating the mercy of the Lord. We are celebrating the grace of God. And we are celebrating the favor of Jehovah. Mercy relates to forgiveness or withholding of judgment. Mercy is God not punishing us as we deserve. 1 John 1:18 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If you say you have no sin, say we deceive ourselves. In fact, Psalm 130, verse 3 to 4 says, if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But thank God for verse 4. Says, but there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. Look, check your life since the beginning of this year till now. How many times have you done things that you know that it's not pleasing to God? If it's to count iniquity, who will stand? But it's mercy. You obtain forgiveness. You obtain forgiveness. That calls for celebration. Psalm 103, verse 3 to 4 says, who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Verse 10 says, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. In fact, the Bible says, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Is that not enough to thank him? Is that not enough to celebrate? I said we are celebrating favor of God. Favor is unusual liking of us. You can't like Yesha. Just love you. You know, God spoke about two brothers in the Bible. He said he loved one and he hated another. I mean, I've never seen such. Malachi chapter 1, verse 2 to 3. He says, I have loved you, says the Lord. Yet you say, in what way you loved us? Or have you loved us? He said, was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Sometimes things that you just enjoy that other people don't enjoy, don't you know that is the favor of God? In the beginning, what did Esau do? He said, there are two brothers. I ate this one. I love this one. So when God, and you see, all of us have sinned against God, though. We have committed sin before the Lord, but it's for his mercy. And so, if God made it possible for you to hear the gospel and to come to him, it's the love. The kind of love that he had for Jacob. He brought you to salvation. So what have you done to deserve it? Because salvation is not because of your righteousness. It's just the mercy of God. So, Psalm 44, verse 2 to 3 says, you drove out the nations with your hand, but them you planted. Can you imagine? He drove out some nations, but for these people of East, the favored one, they were planted. Who does that? There are so many nations, but he just chose one and said, I will plant you in this garden. Some, he drove them out. Have you thought about it in your life? Those areas where you know that, it can only be God that created this platform for me. Where others are failing, you are able to make a headway. Why can't you appreciate God for that? Because that is his favor. Job 10 verse 12, because Job understands. He says, you have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit. You granted me life and favor. Psalm 8 verse 4 says, what is man that you are mindful of him? What is man that you are mindful of him? That alone calls for celebration. I want us to sing this song. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Can we sing that song? Just me. Please put it on now. I don't know why he cares. No, before you sing, let me tell you that song. It says, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. Sing it and think about it. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Let's sing one more time. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, I am glad, so glad he did. Are you glad he sacrificed his life for you? Do you appreciate him leaving his throne and coming here to take the pain, the trouble? If I had to fast, they had to beat him. He had to be killed just because of you. What else can we say? Maybe because I sang that one in English. There's another one in Yoruba that says, Mi o mo ri to fi fe ran mi. Mi o mo ri to fi fe ran mi. Mi o mo o, mi o mo o, mi o mo. Mo sa mo pe Jesu fe ran. Sing it one more time, you money to fi fe ran mi. Mi o money to fi fe ran mi. Mi o mo o, mi o mo o, mi o mo. Mo sha mo pe Jesu fe. He just loved me. This song says, he loves me, I cannot say why. He loves me, I cannot say why. On Calvary, he suffered for me. He loves me, I cannot say why. He loves me, he loves me, I cannot say why. He loves me, I cannot say why. On the Calvary, he suffered for me. He loves me, I cannot say why. Sometimes you just call on the Lord and he answers. Why? Why does he answer your prayers? Why does he answer your prayers? You need to thank him for that. He just loves you. In fact, the Bible says we love him because he loved us first. He loved us. Now, why is God deserving of our thanks? Why is God deserving of our thanks? Psalm 136, verse 1. He said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 23 says, who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. If you look at that scripture, number one, he's good to us. He's good to us. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I've been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent. In my life every day, oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me, oh Lord, you are excellent. Amen. Another thing is that he's merciful. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 says he's rich in mercy. In fact, he took it to another level in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. How can he become a curse for us? What kind of love is that one? He's merciful. He took his mercy to another level. He took your sin upon himself. He suffered for you. Number three, he's mindful of us. What is man that you are mindful of him? Psalm 8, verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him? Another thing that we saw there is that he protects us. Have you looked at your life? First of all, you say your lonely state. You look at where you're coming from, your humble background, your situation. He protects us. Psalm 3 verse 3a says, God is a shield for me. Psalm 91 verse 2 says, God is my refuge and my fortress. He's the one that protects. Have you talked about those protections that you received this year? Man, you should share any. Oh, it could have been me. But God protects you. You need to celebrate that. Another thing that we saw there is that he provides for us. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Paul understood that. He understood what it meant to provide. Because when he says he provides, he said all. When God provides, he meets all your needs. All your needs. Nothing is left. Let's read another Psalm 118. I'll read verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 5. I call on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. I call on the Lord in distress. In this church, we have had such. People have come to share testimony of the time they were in distress and they called the name of the Lord. And God intervened. God moved. So many times, we come to share the testimony. Verses, said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Verse 18, the Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Are you alive today? Sometimes it appears that God is punishing us. Sometimes because of something. But he said he has kept me alive. If you are alive, shout hallelujah. He said, I will praise you. I will celebrate. For you have answered me and I've become my salvation. What do I see there? He intervenes in our time of distress. Near accident, near mishap, near embarrassment, near shame. He intervenes. What I've seen there in 7 is that he's on our side. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Another thing is that he keeps us alive. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4 says, a living dove is better than a dead lion. The fact that you are alive, you are better than the rich man that is dead. A few weeks ago, I had some challenges. In fact, I was thinking, I was destabilized, and I was traveling, I was coming to Ibadan. And then I checked my phone, I saw a message. Somebody a little older than me, a year and a half, he had made it. I just saw the message. He died. He had passed on. And God, you know, it was like God changed my, God worked on my brain that you are stupid. Because I looked at it and I said, look at this man. Somebody that the whole city, my village, my town, we celebrate as Omogidi, who brought glory to the town. And he just passed on at 53. And then I looked at it and I started thinking. I said, oh God, if this guy would have loved to be alive to take care of his son, at least a little more. The son is yet to be married, young guy. And God started telling me that, look, okay, the man that is dead is dead. There's nothing you can do anymore. But the fact that you are alive, there are so many things that you can still achieve. Why can't you thank God for life? Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's read Psalm 37, verse 25. He says, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. You will not be forsaken. So what does that mean? Your future is guaranteed. He says, your children, that's another point. Your children are under his watch. He will ensure they are secured and sustained. This evening, I want us to rise up. We are rising up now. Because it is celebration. I don't know how to celebrate than to shout, to sing, to praise. When you want to sing, when you want to celebrate with me, it's party. I'm thanking God. Today we are appreciating him. And we are celebrating his goodness. Ewaba mi gbegba ope o.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ewaba mi gbegba ope o.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nitori pe emi leyin taye ti o.
Emi pe ko le da nko re se. Sugbon wo ri adu re gba.
Brethren, begin to think from January. From January, how God has helped you. If you can think, you can thank. Just go ahead and begin to thank him and celebrate.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nítorí pé
èmi lẹ́ni táyé ti rò.
Táyé ti rò pé wípé kò lè dá nǹkan
ṣe.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo rí àánú rẹ̀ gbà. Olúwa wúlò. Ẹ wá bá mi gbégbá ọ̀pẹ o. Ẹ e wa ba mi jijo ope o
yeah
yeah e wa ba mi kori ope o
yeah yeah
a ni tori pe
emi la ni taye ti
a taye ti ro pe
ipe ko le dan kori
olorun e se baba sugbon gori anu re Komaro ni meji meji Komaro ni meta meta Komaro ni meri meri Komaro ni maru maru Komaro o ti ya wa nbere baba ti se
o ti se
eh baba ti Baba ti se o
Brethren, do you know many of our children that are graduates today? People that you don't know how God has done it. Some of them are abroad now, and they are doing exploits where they are. Have you thought about the miracles, the testimonies that we have been having in this church? Why can't you just go ahead and continue to praise Him?
Baba ti se o.
O ti se o. O ti se o. Baba ti se o.
O ti se o. Baba ti se o.
O ti awa.
Baba ti se o.
A ni meji meji. Komaro ni meji meji. Komaro ni meta meta. Komaro ni meri meri. Komaro ah o ti awa nbere baba ti se o ti se
o ti se o.
Eh baba baba ti se
o ti se o. Baba ti se o.
Oh oh. You are God, hey. You are not just big, old. You are not just large, old. You are a great God, say you are God.
Oba
mi mo gaju aye o. Ah, glory be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Somebody celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. The reason why we are singing Jehovah.
You are
alive today because the Lord sustained you. All this celebration, all this is because God is there. Just go ahead now and thank Him. That's what we are doing. We are celebrating Him for what He has done. Go ahead and thank Him.